David, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Well, listen, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I mean, this is going to be a big day for, especially, you know, a lot of Boston women, right?
Hopefully a lot of Sox fans, too.
Oh, Sox fans, Celtics fans, Patriots fans, Bruins
how
fans.
How about the Celtics, though? What an incredible turnaround.
No kidding. Who do you actually root for?
I am born in New York and raised in Manhattan, and in baseball, I root for the other side. In basketball, I have largely been my whole life a Celtics fan.
Hey, who knew?
Yeah, from the time, you know, I mean, I remember the days of Red and, you know, Russell and Cousy and Havlicek, and so those were great. Magic and Bird was, to me, the greatest 1-2 punch in basketball history, I thought.
You just scored about 10 points right here, Dave.
I was really thrilled for Garnett and for Paul Pierce, who's endured God only knows.
Well, David, let me ask you, do you ever get out here very much, even for vacation? Because there's so many great spots around here.
Occasionally, I'll get out to the Cape. I think I was there 2 years ago. My stepfather was born and raised in Boston. And
what part of the Cape did you go to? Hyannis, Falmouth.
Falmouth. In fact, I was in Falmouth the first time I was there. They had a summer theater, and I was there in probably 78 the first time I was there, 79.
Well, tomorrow you'll pretty much be in the heart of Boston, right at the Hat Shell on the Esplanade. The weather is going to be perfect, probably like 80 degrees. And really, you have had such a colorful career.
It's been colorful, all right.
It's been very colorful. What was it like in your 20s to be Keith Partridge on The Partridge Family, a show that everybody watched, and to have all the girls at your feet?
It was the boys I was most concerned about, you know. You know, it was an incredible role for me to be part of such an important television show for its time. And people come up to me every day. It's been such a great asset for me, not an asset financially necessarily, but really because of people's connection with me.
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, every Friday night I'd plank myself in front of the TV and watch The Partridge Family.
There you go. It launched a whole different career than I had set off on.
Really? What did you want to be doing?
Well, I worked the last year in high school. I was in L.A. I worked with the L.A. Theater Company, and then I moved back to New York, and where my dad, Jack Cassidy, had been arguably one of the most respected and successful theatrical actors. My first professional job was a Broadway show that closed, and fortunately, it closed very quickly, but it was a great experience for me, and I had a guy from CBS, a casting director, see me, and the day closed. The next day, they flew me out to California again, where I'd spent my teenage years, and I did a screen test, and from that, I got an Ironsides and a Bonanza and Marcus Welby and Mod Squad, and I did about 10 guest leads in those hour dramatic shows.
And we loved you on all those shows, but especially The Partridge Family. And wasn't that show inspired and, like, loosely based on the Cowsills?
Yeah, it was actually loosely based on the Cowsills, and obviously the characters weren't. But
right,
the idea of a family that played together and traveled around.
Now, David, Susan Day, I mean, you would consider her, you know, in the day, a good girl, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she was like my sister.
Oh, well, seriously, how good was she?
She wasn't that good. Ow, come on.